For our words of exhortation this morning, we turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 16 and 17. Hebrews 12, 16 and 17. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when you would have received the inheritance, the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. We want to learn a lesson this morning from Esau. This is a story most of us are familiar with from our youth. And in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, we learn that the things that happened to the Old Testament characters were written for our learning. So this morning, I want to go into the life of Esau to see how he did sell his birthright and ask the question, are we selling our birthright also today? Genesis chapter 25 and verse 34 is one of the saddest statements we ever read in the Word of God. And there is the whole story found. Genesis 25 and verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Are we selling our birthright today? We have a pertinent analogy here. Esau was the son of Isaac along with Jacob. Just as you, by God's grace, are God's son, and I also am God's son. And the practice everywhere in all cultures is that children do inherit their father's property at his death. And so, we see ourselves as being children of God here. Of course, God is not going to die. Just as it is in the culture of men that you inherit your parents' property after their death, and God is ever living. But the point here is, just as Esau was Isaac's firstborn, we also are God's children. And here we have Jesus Christ our Lord as the firstborn son of God. He is the prince. And we, by adoption, are God's children. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17 tells us this. Romans 8, verses 16 and 17. Here we read, the Spirit is said, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So here we see the picture. Just as Esau was Isaac's son, having right to his inheritance, we also, along with our elder brother, because you remember, Jesus was not ashamed to call us brethren. So he's our elder brother, and we, by God's grace, are God's children by adoption. But the point of analogy is, Esau sold his birthright. Are we also selling our birthright? Why? How did Esau find it easy to sell his birthright? This is the first point of concern. And way back in chapter 25, as we have read, chapter 25 of Genesis, Esau was badly hungry. He had just returned from the field, and he met his brother with food already prepared. And he pleaded with Jacob, "Please, give me some out of your food that I may eat." But Jacob, being who he was not willing to do this for his brother at no cost. He had some strings attached to his giving his brother food at this point of his being hungry. And look over in chapter 25 of Genesis here. I'm reading verse 30. Genesis 25 and verse 30. "And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with this same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto him." What made Esau to sell his birthright? Esau, you can see here clearly, was concerned only about the present. He wasn't thinking in terms of the long-term effect the birthright he was about to sell would have on him. And he received, "I'm at the point of dying." Who told Esau that if he did not eat that food at that particular time, he was going to die? We are not created that way. Man can survive for hours, even for days, without food. Our Lord fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he did not die. But Esau got it all wrong, thinking that if he did not eat that food that very day, that very hour, he would die. And this is the mistake many of us make today. Not only in this country, we sell our birthright just because of the present. The present enjoyment, the present pleasure, the present happiness. We forget what lays ahead. This was a great mistake on the part of Esau. And the same mistake some of us are making. Are you selling your birthright just because of this present world? A look into the scriptures will show you many men down through the ages who have sold their birthright. Take, for instance, Demas in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. There we read of Demas who are forsaking Paul. Why? Because of this present world. Who was this Demas? He was still the same faithful companion of Paul. But there came a time he could no longer suffer hardship along with Paul. He could no longer continue in the narrow way along with Apostle Paul. He loved this present world, just as Esau was concerned about the present. Demas was not alone. Way back in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we read of another man who sold his own birthright. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1. We read verse 15. There we read of Phygelus and Hermogenes. He also sold his birthright. And cast your mind back to that disciple, that apostle, who was named with the other apostles, who were part of the ministry, along with Peter, James, John, the apostles of Christ. You read this in Acts chapter 1. You remember the man, Judas. According to Peter, at the point of appointing someone else to replace him, had something said about Judas Iscariot. He was numbered with apostles. He had part of the ministry. But from all this, he fell. Sadly, that he might go to his own place. And that place was a terrible place. That place was the place of perdition. But the point is, like Esau, Judas was a thief. John chapter 12. Judas was concerned about what he could get by betraying the Lord. He was thinking of what he could do with 30 pieces of silver. And so he lost the apostleship. He lost the company of godly men. And he lost his place in God's own scheme of things. Because in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, they all have the same thing in common, like Esau. They were once on the way. They were once having the hope of eternal life, but they lost it all. And as we have said, why did this happen? So that we may be forewarned as we travel along the way. Why do men sell their birthright? Esau was concerned about the present. Judas was a lover of money. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning of verse 6, we read that the love of money is the root of all evils. Which some, that's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the love of money is the root of all evil, which wise some coveted after, they have all from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, beware of all these things. The love of money is the root cause of people forgetting their Lord, going away from their Lord. Some will not find it easy to come and worship along with us this Lord's Day. Some will not find it easy to be with us in the Bible study on Wednesday because they are out there making more money, making more money. They know with money you get good car. With money, you get a beautiful mansion. With money, you wear good clothes. They can see all of this. But they do not see the blessing we gain when we come here to worship God. So Judas was a lover of money, and so he sold his birthright. Gehaz, you remember the servant of Elisha, way back in 2 Kings chapter 5, he also sold his birthright because he was covetous. Naaman, the big man, came along with so many gifts. And so Gehazi was surprised to see his master turning these gifts away along with Naaman. No I'm not going to have any of the good things that you have brought. And Gehazi thought within himself, what's wrong with my master? Why did he allow all these good garments, money, silver? Why did he allow Naaman to go with all of this? So he ran after Naaman. And you remember the end of the story? The leprosy of Naaman came upon Gehazi. And the same thing happened to that man in Joshua chapter 6. That's we are talking of the man that was stoned to death by Joshua and the people. He also was covetous. He stole those accursed things that God said they should not steal. Take everything over there. God said they are all accursed. Don't take anything. But this man went, had them eat in his quarters, and he was stoned. So because of covetousness, some of us, just as these men of old, are now selling our own birthright. And we can also talk about other men in the world that have lost their inheritance. And before we round up that section, what about the love of this present world? 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, verse 16, the love of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away with all the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever. We live in the land of the plenty we may not know. All over the world, America is being looked upon as a rich country. And what is the thing that follows affluence? The thing that follows affluence is what you see all over our country. People tend to forget God as they prosper. As we have food, plenty of it, we take these things for granted. And all we are into is pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. But God's word says, love not the world. To love the world is to perish with the world. Now, we come back home after we gain everything. Esau ate the food and he was satisfied. But what follows after? At the time he was to have the blessing, he was rejected. And that story continues up to chapter 27. Of course, there are many factors that you could bring in there, one of which was deceit on the part of Jacob, who deceitfully took his father's blessing instead of Esau. And in chapter 27 of the book of Genesis, let's turn to that passage and read the few verses. Genesis 27 and we take it from verse 30. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it up to his father, and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and hath eaten of all before thou comest, and hath blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Has thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. What is the point here? When you gain everything in this world and you lose your soul by selling your birthright, what have you gained? Matthew 16 verse 26 continues to ring. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That brings to fore the story of a bird and a fox. The way God designed for birds to eat is for them to fly all around to get their food. But here was a bird who thought that he was wise. He bargained with a fox. Now, it's too much for me to fly all around to get my food. You fox, put food here at this point. The fox was wise enough. Yes, I will do that. Only give me a piece of your feather. You know, you have so many. And so the bargain was struck. The fox will put food for the bird, and the bird will come and eat. What an easy way of eating without having to fly all around. That sounds good. But the day came. After eating, the bird will not fly. Why? He had plucked the last feather on his body. What can you do? What would the bird do? Can he go around to gather all the feathers that have been taken away from him? No way. That accounts for the sorrow, the weeping, the tears of Esau. He had sold his birthright, and he could not get it back. If we, Christians today, children of God, will go after the world, we lust after the things of the world, and have no time for worship, we make all the money in the world, and have nothing to come with to the Lord on the first day of the week. We are busy out there making money, so much so that we have no time to worship. God, who created us, we take our spirit one day. And when we die, what becomes of the money we have made? What becomes of the houses we have built? What becomes of our cars? Can all this assuage for our soul? No way. And so this morning, we are pleading. As we read the sad story of Esau, we are pleading as we are asking, are you also selling your birthright? Am I also selling my own birthright? Let us brace up. Let us turn to our senses and stop fooling ourselves around. The world is going with all the laws thereof. But if we do the will of God, we shall abide forever. If you are here this morning, having sold out your soul into the world, having no time for your God, this is the time for you to come back. Repent of all your sins, having heard the gospel. Be ready to confess Christ and be baptized. And you, my brother, who are out there not having God in your reckoning, not having the last day of your life and the home that is being prepared for you in your reckoning, this is the time for you to come back to the captain of your salvation. This is the time to come back to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. If you will do this, he is going to take you. If you have not believed the gospel and you have not obeyed, this is the time. If you have gone astray by selling your birthright, this is the time to repent and confess as we rise up and sing the invitation song, Christ is waiting for you, ready to receive you.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. For you and for me. Come, 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 come. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus.
Jesus is calling. opportunity to come back this evening again at 6 o'clock p.m. Certainly thankful for Brother Ardari for your blessing this morning. And we've been very appreciative of his time this week and his opportunity to visit with us. Do our elders have anything before we close this morning? If not, we'll have a closing prayer at this time.
Bow with me. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for coming to our son of praise. Come and give thanks to you, the opportunity you've had here to sing songs, thy good and glorious name, to let the Lord not a portion of our will. Heavenly Father, we pray the ones that mentioned, Lowe Cumberland family, Andrake and family, Mary Munder, Cheryl Mother, Addison Purvine, Janice Sims, and Betty Allison. Heavenly Father, look down on them, bring them back to their portion of health, and blessed be thy will. Heavenly Father, we pray for one that are having spiritual problems, so somebody may say something to them, thinking more seriously about the wrong condition, come back to thee, for it's too late. Heavenly Father, we pray the rulers and leaders of this land, that they rule such a way that we'll always be able to worship true and living God, without kind of fear or molestation from them. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that about the part here and go our separated. Guide, guard, direct us, forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.